This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
First scripture reading that we share together this morning is Psalm 8. And I share it with you this time from the Common English Bible translation. Hear the words of the psalmist. God, our God, how majestic is your name throughout the earth. You made your glory higher than heaven. From the mouths of nursing babies, you have laid a strong foundation because of your foes, in order to stop vengeful enemies. When I look up at your skies, at what your fingers made, the moon, the stars, that you set firmly in place, what are human beings that you think about them? What are human beings that you pay attention to them? You've made them only slightly less than divine, crowning them with glory and grandeur. You've let them rule over your handiwork, putting everything under their feet. All sheep and all cattle, the wild animals too, the birds in the sky, the fish of the ocean, everything that travels the pathways of the sea. God, our God, how majestic is your name throughout the earth. I invite you now to open your hymnal. Inside the front cover, you'll find what's called a statement of purpose. This is a statement of purpose of our First Congregational United Church of Christ, an affirmation of faith, if you will. The purpose of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, is to be an alive and growing family of faith in God, the God whom we know through Jesus Christ, and who has given us in Jesus the image of what human life is meant to be. We strive to mature in faith by encouraging the free exploration of our Christian beliefs, so that our faith will be more relevant to our individual lives and to the society in which we live. With friendship and understanding, we find strength in the diversity of the interests and backgrounds of our members. We welcome all persons who would seek with us answers to life's ultimate questions. We take love to be the heart of the gospel of Jesus and the unifying force in our church. Therefore, we celebrate God's love and his blessings in worship. We nurture one another through acceptance, caring, and sharing. We reach out beyond ourselves to the needs of others, to promote justice and to witness to God's love. In all that we do, we seek to continue our heritage of being a pioneering people in a changing world. Amen. Our focus scripture for the morning comes from 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 13. What Paul has to say to the church in Corinth and to the church today. Finally, brothers and sisters, goodbye. Put things in order. Respond to my encouragement. Be in harmony with each other and live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Say hello to each other with a holy kiss. All of God's people say hello to you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The church in Corinth must have been in a real mess. Must have been really sloppy. Or maybe Paul was just a neat freak. Did you catch that? Paul says to the church in Corinth, put things in order. I don't know, they have messy rooms, and then they clean out their cars. It looks like you live in your car. Any of you have anything like that? Anybody ever told you recently or when you were growing up or maybe still? Clean that up. Put that in order. Do not go down in my office and look at my desk. It's not in order. But if it was, how could I find anything, huh? Have you ever given that excuse? But I know where everything is. Well, I don't think Paul was talking about messy rooms or anything like that, things unkempt. I think Paul was talking more, it seems like, you know, things are out of order here, Corinth church. Things aren't functioning well. They're not operating properly. Or they're not operating at all. It's unsuitable. It's inappropriate. We like order, don't we? A place for everything and everything in its place. I had a church member in my previous call. That was the motto that they lived by. You live by that sometimes? At least in outward appearances. How many of you in your houses have the junk drawer in your kitchen? You can never find anything in there. You know it's there, but you got to dig through it, right? And the minute you know that we do put things in order, how long does it take for it to get disorderly again? Not very long, does it? We like order. Everything just so. Simple, easy to find, easy to understand. But that's not what's going on in Corinth. If you think about it, the church is a fairly new, Christianity is a fairly new religion at the time Paul writes. Not everybody agrees with what they're doing and saying, what they're teaching. Rome is still in control of Israel. Things are a little out of order in their church, in their world, in their lives. And things are kind of out of order in our world, in our churches, in our lives as well, aren't they? Would anybody here this morning disagree that the world is out of order? None of us would, for different reasons. For the ways that we understand our lives and our world, we all see things the way they are. There's a lot of good stuff too, don't get me wrong. But we look at the world and say, what a mess. We need to put this in order. We need to get this straightened out right now. And of course we want it straightened out the way that we understand the world and we would like the world to be. I think God would think the same thing. What do you think? God would take a look at the world and say, it's out of order. But not for the same reasons that we might. You know, maybe we've carried this order thing just a little bit too far as human beings, have we? What do you think? Robert Fulghum, in one of his books, he wrote in his advice to his sons as they were about to become parents for the first time, one of his pieces of advice stuck in my mind. He said, a little bit of dirt and mess is essential to well-being. A little bit of chaos in life is essential to our well-being. We may not think so. It makes us uncomfortable, makes us squirm a little bit, but I think it might be true. Maybe we need to back off this order thing just a little bit. It still has its place, don't get me wrong. It still has its place, but maybe we've carried it too far, where everything has to be the same, and we have to think the same and do the same things, and everybody has to act the same. I think God disagrees. God has created a diverse world. Plants, animals, species, ways of thinking, ways of living one's life. And sometimes we look at those things and those ways that people live their lives and we say, no, you've got to live the way I do, the way I think. But God created a diverse world on purpose. I ran across this morning about the diversity that God has placed in the world. There are around 250,000 plant species. There are 10,000 known species of birds. There are over 6,000 species of frogs. I'll bet you appreciated that one, didn't you? And in our own human bodies, there are 200 different cells. 200. Each and every one of them with their own function. How amazing is that? Seems to me that if God went to all the trouble of creating all these different plants and fishes and birds and cells in our bodies, that God has a special place in God's heart for diversity, for difference. And it's not for us to try and put it in order, our order. It's for us to appreciate and celebrate, to praise God for it, just as the psalmist did in Psalm 8. I'm beginning to think that maybe God doesn't have the same order in mind that we do. God isn't quite so picky about that with all this diversity that we have amongst plants, animals, birds, frogs, humans. Maybe God has a different order in mind. This is Trinity Sunday. Did you know that? It's always the Sunday after Pentecost Sunday. It's where we remember the three ways that we know God. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Fancy word in seminary is perichoresis, dancing together. The three ways we know God, but dancing together. God, creator of diversity, of each and every one of us. Handing down to God's word, God's vision to God's people. Didn't all really pay good attention to that, have we? Jesus came to show us. Jesus got himself in trouble. He threw the world out of order, got him killed, because he had a different vision of what order might be, what God's order might be. And the Spirit that motivates us, that moves us, continues to push us through life in the ways that God would have us live. I think that little piece that we just shared from 2 Corinthians, I think the message, what God wants us to do to put things in order, is simple. Did you catch it? Live in harmony with each other. Live in peace. That puts the world in order. God's order. Not ours. God's. Think how much better a place the world would be for all of us. Not just some of us, but all of us. If we could do that. To live in harmony in the diversity that God has created and give God thanks for it. Rather than try to do away with it. And live in peace with each other, rather than shouting each other at all the time. Paul advises the Corinthian church and us today, the church today, to put things in order. And maybe, just maybe, if we could live in harmony and live in peace with one another always, and love each other always, that would be all that it would take. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.